It's 8:51, and it's time to check in with meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. We do still have this pesky cloud cover and shower activity occurring in the eastern parts of the Midwest. This is primarily focused on parts of Ohio this morning, but in eastern and central parts of Kentucky also dealing with some of the wetter conditions, and even Indiana is also suffering from some pretty thick clouds and a little bit of shower activity every once in a while. This pesky upper-level low-pressure center kept temperatures yesterday afternoon down to the upper 40s and 50s across the eastern Midwest, especially in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio, where the least amount of field work has been occurring and probably will continue to be the case. We do expect the upper-level low to pull out of the region here fairly shortly today. It will end the precipitation. It'll take a while for the skies to clear off, though, so tomorrow will be the better drying day. Unfortunately, Saturday into Sunday, we'll have a new cool front that will drop southward through the eastern Midwest, and it will set off some additional shower activity. And so field working conditions are probably not going to be very good in some of those locations. Now, from Illinois and parts of Wisconsin westward, situation's a bit different. We haven't had nearly as much persistency in the wet and cool biased conditions, and field work has advanced, of course, much better in those areas. The forecast over this next several-day period will continue to favor good conditions in the western Corn Belt, including a part of Illinois. And we'll expect, though, a few showers to come with that frontal system as it drops down from Canada here this weekend. But most of the precipitation in the western Corn Belt will not be all that great. But a few areas in Nebraska and parts of Iowa will see some delay. As we get out into the first part of next week, a new low-pressure center is going to form in hard red winter wheat country that will work its way eastward across most of the Midwest. As we go through the first half of next week, rain will fall in all areas, and fieldwork will once again be delayed. We'll see a short-term break in the precipitation late next week in the western Corn Belt, maybe getting into a little bit of that second weekend. The eastern Midwest window will be a little bit narrower once again, so fieldwork opportunities in the easternmost areas where it's been wettest is still going to be a struggle for a while. The temperature bias is going to improve, though. It has certainly been cool in some of these eastern parts of the Midwest here recently. The high temperatures will work their way into a more seasonally warm bias here shortly. The afternoon temperatures here today are still going to contrast rather sharply with 80-degree readings likely in the plains and parts of the westernmost fringes of the Corn Belt, but it's only going to be in the 50s and 60s from Michigan southward into Indiana, Ohio, and parts of Kentucky. That cooler bias will disappear as we get into Friday and Saturday. The 80-degree temperatures become widespread in the western Corn Belt on Friday afternoon, even working into parts of western Illinois, while 70-degree readings return to many areas in the eastern Midwest. The exception will probably be parts of Ohio and eastern Kentucky, where we'll still be in the upper 60s that afternoon. And as we go through the weekend and into the early part of next week, we'll probably see a temperature contrast across the Midwest, where 60 and 70-degree highs occur in the Great Lakes region, upper Midwest, while readings near the Ohio River will be in the 70s, maybe pushing up over 80 degrees every once in a while. And that's one of the reasons why we're going to see abundant rain, because of that temperature contrast. There'll be a frontal boundary that lies across the Midwest, and that's just going to generate the opportunity for repetitive shower and thunderstorm activity. So not necessarily a very good scenario for the Midwest in general. Not much has changed in South America. We do expect a little bit of rain to delay some harvesting in Argentina here over the next couple of days. But outside of that, good drying conditions will occur, and Brazil will continue at status quo. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Hey, you too. Take care now.
Drew Lerner joining us from World Weather Incorporated.